Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. When you're in the middle of a mental health crisis in South Dakota, especially rural South Dakota, the person who arrives to assist is often a police officer or a deputy sheriff. Now, a new partnership seeks to transform the nature of mental health emergency response in the state. Avera eCare, the South Dakota Unified Judicial System, and the Helmsley Charitable Trust Rural Healthcare Program have announced the Virtual Crisis Care Pilot Program. David Gilbertson is Chief Justice of the South Dakota Supreme Court. Fred Lamphere is Sheriff of Butte County, and they're both joining us on the phone today with an update on this new announcement. Chief Justice Gilbertson, welcome back to In the Moment. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. It's nice to be back.
Sheriff Lamphere, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you, Lori.
Chief Justice, let's start with you, because you and I have had several conversations on this program over the years about your passion for solving some of these problems on a statewide level. Tell us a little bit of background about how did we get here to this announcement of a new pilot program looking at a transformation of how these services are distributed across the state.
Well, I guess I've been in the court system now for 45 years, and throughout the career that I've had, if somebody is picked up, and it's usually at 2:30 in the morning and probably on a rural road, and an officer talks to the person and says, something's not right here, what does he do? Or if you bring them into court and the judge is trying to decide, can I release this person safely on bond, once again, what does that person do? Or the defense attorney trying to figure out how to represent a client, he or she has that problem too, because they are not trained as mental health professionals. The judge that does the trial has the same issue to determine, is this person competent to even understand what's going on here? And finally, if they're placed on probation, and we do have 9,000 people in this state on felony probation, how does the probation officer deal with this person so that the defendant successfully completes probation, and maybe more importantly, does not come back in as a repeat offender? All of this is tied up, in many cases, to the mental health issue. We have had some studies done. We did one with the Minnehaha County Jail, and I think they estimated that just under 20% of the people that they see being brought into jail have manifestations of mental health issues.
Hmm.
So this program basically...
Yeah, go ahead.
Basically seeks through technology, an iPad or a similar device, to allow that person who's in the law enforcement or the court system to access mental health professionals through at Avera to get some common sense advice about what kind of a situation is the officer or the court person is experiencing with this person.
Yeah. Sheriff, tell us a little bit about how this is going to, you know, what's it going to look like in the days ahead?
Well, we've been part of the pilot program since the conception of this, so we've actually been online with this for a couple months, and I can say as the end user that it gives us a tool that puts a person in crisis in touch with a trained professional and a doctor or counselor that is going to assist not only that person that's in crisis to get the best help, but also assist the law enforcement officer dealing with that person. And many times, I just spoke with our chief of police, our local chief in Belle Fourche. We, through this program, we provided two of the iPads to them. They probably reduced their committal process down to 50% just in the short time that we've been utilizing this, because it gives a person access to a counselor in real time, and it's a better thing for the citizens that we serve, and it's a safer alternative for the law enforcement involved.
You know, if I might just throw one thing in, Lori, is that originally this is a pilot project funded by the Helmsley Foundation. We were going to only use four counties. One of them was going to be Butte. But the sheriffs, when they heard about it, and the other counties were so excited about it, we now have not four counties participating, but 24.
Wow, that's a pretty significant jump. The interest and the need, the demand, was that high?
Yes, and it's not really us seeking that other 20 counties out. They saw us out because they saw the merit of it.
Yeah, Sheriff, tell me a little bit about then that urgency, that sense of need. What has been the frustration for officers with not having the? I mean, what is this is making a big difference for the officer, you know, in the car as well. Tell me a little bit about what you're hearing from officers, as far as the frustration of not having this, and then what you know, how does this change that?
Well, here's a scenario that I'll put out. We respond at 11 o'clock at night to deal with someone in a crisis moment, whether they want to hurt themselves or hurt someone around them, and law enforcement's called, and we get there and start to communicate with this person. And we realize just through the training that we're required to have that it's be above our level, that this person needs more assistance. What we did, our options before was that we recognize that they're in a mental health crisis, so we would start what we call the committal process. And what we do is basically put together an affidavit, an outline of what the call was, what we're witnessing, and then we submit that to a member of our local health board, mental health board. Each county statute was set up to have a mental health board, and that many times that person may include the circuit judge and possibly a couple of attorneys that are in the area. And so we're waking them up in the middle of the night to review paperwork, and then they visit with the officer and they sign off on it. But in the meantime, someone is still in the presence of this person in the mental health crisis until we get the committal paper signed to where we can take that person in for an evaluation. At that time, that's our first level of dealing with a certified mental health care provider or qualified mental health care provider, and they, at that point, they determine whether they need to be committed. And if they say, you know, there's just it's beyond their means at this time, so they're going to, you know, beyond their liabilities and concerns, that the best treatment for this person is to be committed to a facility. Many times in Belle Fourche, we may have the opportunity to get someone into Rapid City Regional West, which has, they've expanded some of their beds, but many times they're consumed. So our next option is Yankton or Sioux Falls. So we've taken off at 4 a.m. to drive this person across the state, only to, on our return home, less than a third of the way across the state in return, we get a phone call that that person can be picked up and taken back home. And, of course, that's the county's responsibility to go back and get that person. And in the big picture, they've only spent a few minutes with someone that can assess their needs, build a plan. They agree with it. Now they're, for better word, treated, and they've got a plan, and they need to come back and start fitting back into their life. So we've consumed a lot of hours, a lot of time, and it didn't do the person that needed the help much good to be consumed of that and taken away from their home and taken out of their environment and ran through that. And it sure didn't do the agency, whether it's police department or sheriff's office, it consumed a lot of people hours in making all that work. What this program is now, as we move forward, we're giving that person in crisis the opportunity to visit with someone. And I'm not going to say that it's always going to be that, you know, but if we've reduced that by 50%, those trips, and that amount of hours, and we really focus on the ones that really need the help and taken to that next level, and the people that just need a trained person to coach them, to get them back on track, and to get a plan made, a safety plan for them, this is a win-win all the way around.
Sheriff, not to mention that when that officer is that far away from the home base, driving someone else who has a medical emergency, for example, is not going to get the services they need, especially in a rural area or a smaller, when the numbers of officers available are low anyway. Chief Justice Gilbertson, this is a cost saving for departments, a cost saving for government, talk about the impact it can be for families in crisis a little bit, if you would, because I know that's important to you.
Yeah, it is important to me. Rather than taking that person, say, from Butte County and shipping them all the way to the Human Services Center at Yankton, if you can resolve the problem, de-escalate it, if you will, at the scene, that's a huge advantage. The person gets to stay in their home where they're comfortable with. They get to continue with their family rather than being isolated hundreds of miles away from their home.
And it's cheaper. It works better, no question about that, if it can be safely done. And everybody in the long term is a winner. And so we're excited about this. We're one of the few states, if not maybe the only one in the country, that's going at this problem at this level. But there's a lot of states watching that are very interested in how well it turns out in South Dakota.
What happens next, Chief Justice, as far as, I mean, we're calling this a pilot program. We're seeing some very strong, immediate success. What happens next?
Well, it's going to run for 1 year. The Helmsley Foundation has given us a very generous donation to run the program for a full year. And this will allow us to do several things. One, it will allow us to know if conceptually the program works, and we're already in the early stages. If you listen to the sheriff, we're strong indications it does work. Also, it will allow us to identify maybe problems we didn't anticipate going in. Like somebody this morning brought up, well, what about if you have broadband service in the rural areas that's not best? What do you do? Well, that's something we're going to have to address. And at the end of the year, assuming that the program is successful as we anticipate it is, we will approach the legislature and the governor about passing a law to make this a full-time program for the entire state, because the entire state should have the benefits of this program if it works as well as we think it will.
And you anticipate that for the 2021 session, legislative session? Or I know it's too soon to say.
Starting the pilot project's a full year, so I would think probably 2022, maybe. I think the pilot will still be going when the session ends in 2021, I think.
Yeah. Chief Justice David Gilbertson with the South Dakota Supreme Court and Sheriff Fred Lamphere from Butte County. Sheriff, any final thoughts that you want to say before we let you get back to work?
I'd like to thank all the participants in this program, the Helmsley Foundation, Avera Mental Health, and, of course, Chief Justice. This program is, you know, we've been in law enforcement talking about the need for something better, not just for us as the responders, but for the people that we serve, and they've listened and they've came forward with this plan, and we've been a participant in it, but we couldn't do it without them and with this collaborative agreement and moving forward. So I'm just looking forward to this future of technology assisting us in the field.
Thank you so much, both of you, for your time. We look forward to hearing more in the future.